Reigning French Open champion Maria Sharapova is clearly in the driver's seat, focused on defending her first ever Roland Garros crown. The world number two had always struggled on the clay, until she found her footing a year ago and breezed to the title.
I do enjoy it a little bit more now, just because I feel like I worked on that aspect of my game and I really improved, and now I feel like I don't have any excuses when I get to the court and when I'm moving around. Like, just because I don't feel great on one day, I can't, you know, I can't really whine about it, because at the end of the day, I did win the French Open, so I have to remind myself that at times.
The French Open win kicked off a banner year that saw Sharapova briefly regain the world number one ranking, win a silver medal for Russia at the London Olympics, and be named Forbes' most successful female athlete.
I do make, you know, great money for a living, and you know, if I didn't want to play tennis again, I'd have enough money to live for the rest of my life. But I do respect the money that I've made, because I didn't grow up having a lot of money. It's so important to be able to look back in those days and think, you know, I really came from nothing. You know, and we had a dream, and I had a talent, and we moved to the United States.
Her hard work paid off when she stunned the world and won Wimbledon in 2004. Grand Slam titles followed at the US Open in 2006 and Australian Open in 2008. But in 2012, Sharapova won the French Open and completed a career slam.
I don't know if it's lucky or if it just things fell into place, that the four Grand Slams I won were all four of them that were different. You know, who knows what the future will bring me, and who knows what I may add to that list. But so far I can say that, yeah, I'm pretty fortunate to be one of the few that has achieved that.